With me is Brandon Ramo. Brandon is the Vice Director of the Minnesota American Legion Baseball. And Brandon had a big weekend this past weekend in Granite Falls. Tell us about it and how it went.
Yeah, Granite Falls was able to host the Division II Junior American Legion Baseball Tournament. So for basically 9th and 10th grade kids, it's American Legion Baseball's last state tournament, as we have five state tournaments, actually. And so this is the latest one we have. And it was a great weekend. We had, threat of rain all weekend, but nonetheless, we still got all our games in and only had 1 hour of delays. Some of the teams participating this year, we had LeSueur Henderson and Laverne. They were both making return trips. They had been there before. Montevideo was the defending state champions, and they qualified as well. Parker's Prairie was there. This is their first trip to the state tournament. Morris, they have been in the state tournament before. We've also had Esco in the tournament up by in the Duluth area. They have been there before. And then Rushford making their first state tournament appearance. And then if you host the tournament, you also get to participate in the tournament. So Granite Falls was able to participate as well.
Brandon, how did the tournament go?
Yeah, so we ended up shortening our consolation bracket on Saturday to 5 innings due to the threat of rain, which sat and spun around in South Dakota and actually never rained in Granite Falls, but we're trying to be a little proactive. And out of our consolation bracket, Esco and Parker's Prairie emerged, and Esco ended up being our consolation champion by beating Parker's Prairie by a score of 10-3. And then in our kind of our championship round, Montevideo beat Laverne, and then Morris beat Granite Falls to get into the championship game. So the other two teams, Laverne and Granite Falls, played for that third place, and Laverne jumped out to a 6-0 lead, and then Granite Falls just chipped away and chipped away, but came up just a tad bit short, and Laverne was our third place winner by a score of 7-5. I also should note Parker's Prairie was we give out a sportsmanship award. Parker's Prairie was our sportsmanship award winner. And then in the state championship game, a game that just clipped right along, Morris had 4 hits, Montevideo had 3 hits, and unfortunately for Montevideo, where I'm from, Morris was able to beat them by a score of 2-0.
So Morris is this year's state champions.
Yes, and then so the state championship 3 years in a row has stayed in district American Legion District 7. Starbuck won it 3 years ago, Monty last year, and then Morris this year.
And Morris snapped Montevideo's long win streak there. What were they up, 32-33 game win streak they had?
Yeah, it was a two-year win streak. The last time they lost was the year we hosted the state tournament in 2021, this Junior Legion team. So, yeah, it was they were a little heartbroken at the end to go out that way, but nonetheless, I told them they got to keep their head high, as it's still a huge accomplishment to finish second in state.
That's right. An outstanding season. Great job by the coaching staff there for Montevideo as well. Who are all the coaches?
Well, we got Tim Epema is the head coach, and then Mark Reitinger helps him. We also have Josh Dack, Adam Eakes, and I think Derek Webb came and helped every once in a while, as did Jordan Thompson.
Okay. I understand you went to, you had a banquet. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so teams come in on Thursday, Thursday's afternoon throughout the day, and they check in. We do check-in rosters and things, and then we have a banquet, and the banquet was held at Fagan Fighters World War II Museum, which was probably the most fitting place for an American Legion banquet. We had Brian Robbie speak from Bethel head coach, originally from New Ulm, so kind of a small town guy that has done well for himself in baseball and had a great message for the kids. We also had a 101-year-old fighter pilot veteran speak to the kids as well, and which was just fantastic. And he got a standing ovation for everything that he has done. And so Granite Falls really put out the red carpet for these guys. It was a great banquet on Thursday out there. And then games kick off on Friday. We had 4 games on Friday. We were scheduled to play 4 games on Saturday, but we ended up playing 5, and then we play the final 2 on Sunday.
Okay. Richter Field in Granite Falls is has a lot of history in it. I know the Baseball Association there has made a lot of improvements at the baseball at Richter Field, haven't they?
Yeah, and so again, Granite Falls, again, pulling out that red carpet for these boys, and I've done a lot of facility upgrades here within the last year. And for those of you that have been at Richter Field prior to that, even this year, you would have said, wow, this is a great facility. They even made it better. They had new dugouts, netting behind home plate, new concrete poured. They got this nice field house where the teams could bat. And, you know, Richter Field has also hosted the amateur state tournament. And so, I mean, it's something that they're kind of accustomed to. They've done before. And I tell you, Mike and Amy Richter did a fabulous job over there, as well as everyone on their community.
Okay, talk a little bit about the tournament itself then. How many Junior Legion baseball teams are there in the state, and how do you get to state? And talk about the tournament a little bit.
So roughly we have around 70 teams statewide. Interesting fact is actually Division II Junior Legion baseball was actually born in District 7 right here. We started as 15, 16 teams in 2017. And it's grown statewide to about 70 teams. And so we have what we call sub-states around the state. So the state is divided into seven different regions, basically. And then they're fairly equally, about 8 to 10 teams per region. And then those 8 to 10 teams fight in the playoffs to get their berth into the state tournament. So, you know, and some of these get some rivals. So you'll see, you know, Montevideo and Morris are high school rivals, but they are separated by sub-states, so they're in different sub-states. So Morris qualified out of the North Central sub-state and Montevideo out of the South Central sub-state.
Also, Western Minnesota was represented well with Laverne in it too, right?
Yeah, and so interestingly enough, and this kind of shows you the quality of baseball we have in our part of the state, is you know, our first game of the day was LeSueur Henderson taking on Laverne, and Laverne ended up winning that game 9-0. Second game of the day featured Montevideo and Parker's Prairie. Montevideo ended up moving on, beating Parker's Prairie 4-3. And then Morris and Esco, which was probably the game of the tournament, as Esco was a fabulous team. Morris eked by them 3-2. And then on the nightcap on Friday night, Granite Falls beat Rushford. And so everybody that was in our championship round was basically local. You had Laverne, Montevideo, Morris, and Granite Falls, which is fabulous to see. It also made us make some decisions that we did later in the day to get teams out of there on Saturday before rain came in as well, with all the traveling teams being in the consolation bracket. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear any comments from other parents or other coaches from other teams about the tournament?
Yeah, and so one of my favorite things, you know, we've had probably half of these teams qualify for tournaments in the past, but a couple teams, this is their first opportunity, and you know, they just get blown away by the way they get treated. They get housed. There's a team host that takes care of them. They get fed. We have a fabulous banquet. You know, they only play really one game a day, so they get some downtime, and their hosts try to do a good job of, you know, sending them to different places around the area, to, you know, the popcorn stand in Granite Falls, to, you know, maybe Art's Dairy Freeze over here in Montevideo. So, you know, just unique things about our area. And so, and fans alike, you know, they walk in, and some of these places play on fields that, you know, aren't nearly as nice as Richter Field. So they walk in, and you know, you think of the Field of Dreams quote. You know, you walk in, and you go, "Is this heaven?" And you go, "No, it's Iowa. No, it's Southwest Minnesota."
Mm-hmm. Okay, talk about the Montevideo team. Pretty impressive that what Coach Eppam has done in the last few years with the Montevideo Junior Legion team.
Yeah, so Montevideo, the defending state champs from last year, went undefeated last year throughout the whole year, and they were actually undefeated throughout all of this year until the championship game, and ran into a very good Morris team, ended up losing the championship 2-0 to Morris. And you know, like I said, we played them in the high school season. As I actually coached this team in the spring as a JV coach here in Montevideo, but we ended up splitting with Morris in the spring, and you know, we felt good about our chances, I know, going into that championship game. And I tell you what, it's just a great group of kids. They play hard. They play baseball the right way. They play good defense. We have a lot of spend a lot of time hitting, and you kind of see that throughout the year as we outscored our opponents this summer. I think it was like 126 to 20 or something all summer, and some pretty solid pitching. And so I tell you what, we're really excited about our future of Montevideo baseball, and we're going to have some young guys coming through as well. And so it was fun to see that all District 7 final, Montevideo-Morris, that Richter Field was packed with purple and orange, and it was just a great environment. The rain stayed away, and we got our game in.
Well, the West Central Conference in high school baseball is going to be pretty competitive the next couple of years, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, and I was just talking to our head coach, Tim Eppema, about that here the other day, and I just said, you know, we've been middle of the road for a long time, and now we get a team that I'd almost call an exceptional team. They're really good. And I tell you what, we're going to have Morris is going to be really good with us. Minnewaska is going to be up there as well. And, you know, you go up to Sauk Center and Melrose, those two teams aren't slouches at all either. And so it's going to be a dogfight, which hopefully will prepare us well for our section tournament. And you look for us in Montevideo, Laverne is in our section as well. They're in one of the teams in the semifinals. So, yeah, it's going to be should be some fun couple years of baseball here in Southwest Minnesota.
Where's the Junior Legion state tournament next year, then? Who gets the host?
So next year we'll be back to St. Charles down by Rochester, Minnesota. They hosted it in 2019. They did a great job down there. Scott McCready is the athletic director for St. Charles High School, and he's also a Legion, one of our Legion baseball board members. And if you think Granite Falls laid out the red carpet, come down to St. Charles. He's going to... He kept thinking he was there this weekend. Kept going, I wonder how I can do better than this. I don't know if I can do better than this. His comment was, I hope none of these teams make it next year because we want all new teams that don't know what to expect because Granite Falls did such a great job. And you know, that's the fun thing about this tournament is you know, you get those next year's hosts coming in and seeing what the previous host did and how do we make it better. And so you know, starting at 16 teams in Southwest Minnesota and now growing to what it's become has just been really fun to watch and great for baseball all around the state and great for American Legion baseball as well.
All right. Real good, Brandon. Thank you. And, yeah, hard to believe summer's over and baseball's wrapping up here.
Yeah, you know, you got that late spring. It was we had snow, I think, on the ground for a long time, so spring was condensed. And we had a couple teams make some runs to the state tournament, so some of their summers were condensed. And, yeah, it goes by quick, and next thing you know, that snow will be flying again, and we're going to be cold.
All right, thanks, Brandon.
Yep, thank you.
Brandon Ramo, Vice Director of the Minnesota American Legion Baseball.